It's Monday, April 15th, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at one of our top stories and other important things going on in our community. Today, the second annual Cochise County Rural Moonshot Pitch Competition showcased local entrepreneurial talent in Sierra Vista and awarded promising businesses in adult and youth categories. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Wally Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lawley from the Lawley Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lawley dealerships today or shop lawleycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lawley deal. Nobody.
Now some Arizona history. Did you know that Josh McDermott is an actor and comedian from Arizona? He is best known for his role as Eugene Porter on AMC's The Walking Dead. McDermott began his career by making creative phone calls to a local radio show, leading to a producer role. He was a semi-finalist on Last Comic Standing in 2008 and played a main role in Retired at 35 from 2011 to 2012. Currently residing in Los Angeles, he is also part of the improv group Robert Downey Jr. In 2024, McDermott joined the NBC pilot Suits LA as Stuart Lane. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Benson Hospital. Their diagnostic imaging department ensures that patients have access to high-quality diagnostic capabilities. They recently gained a new 64-slice CT scanner, ultrasound system, and X-ray equipment, as well as an upgraded MRI suite. For more information, visit their website at bensonhospital.org. Now our feature story. Recently, the second annual Cochise County Rural Moonshot Pitch Competition showcased local entrepreneurial talent in Sierra Vista and awarded promising businesses in adult and youth categories. Hosted at Cochise College downtown and the Sierra Vista Library, the event featured 14 adult and 17 youth groups. In the adult competition, Adam Mayer clinched first place with his venture Artificial Intelligence Game Master, or AIGM. He detailed his company's mission, quote, AIGM aims to renovate classic tabletop role-playing games using artificial intelligence. The win brought AIGM a $2,100 cash prize and about $10,000 in non-cash rewards. Mayer shared his enthusiasm and future plans. Quote, with excellent coaching from the Moonshot panel, we were able to rehearse and refine our pitch. The whole team is excited. He said that the team is, quote, pushing forward with ambitious development deadlines to demonstrate a showcase for our product at a state-level competition. Second place was awarded to Lisa Bailey for her therapy startup, Clarity Counseling. She expressed a commitment to address local mental health care gaps. Quote, one thing that I've noticed is a big issue here is access to mental health care, stating further that her service would accept most insurances to make mental health care more accessible. Bailey received a $1,750 cash prize and additional services worth $6,000. She noted, quote, the financial portion kept me grounded and allowed me to realize that I would have to be more deliberate in my business planning. Jen Doris of Groove Lab took third place, earning $1,100 and marketing support. She described her company's broad artistic offerings and community impact. Quote, Groove Lab currently offers classes in art, spoken word, poetry, life coaching and mentoring, writing, youth theater, and beginner adult rock band. Doris emphasized the value of accessible fine arts experiences throughout Cochise County and detailed her plans for expansion via mobile venues, stating, quote, our phases included an initial purchase of the Groove Trailer cargo trailer and outdoor mobile performance venue, and the second phase, a refurbished school bus, the Groove Bus, that can serve as an artmobile, bookmobile, or mobile classroom. The youth competition saw George McLaughlin and Jan Rodriguez from Buena High School win first place for their driving school concept, earning $350. Bisbee High School's Entrepreneurship 2 team claimed second place, planning to launch a Bisbee Spiritware store on campus. Third place went to John Clark for his business Simple Fixes, which focuses on landscaping services. The competition was supported by numerous local businesses and organizations, showcasing Sierra Vista's effort to foster local innovation and entrepreneurship. Congratulations to the winners and all who participated. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace. This is a great time to paint. Ace stocks Clark and Kensington, Valspar, Dunn Edwards, and our own Ace Royal Paint in interior and exterior finishes. We can computer match other brands and colors too. All the colors you can imagine, even one named Sierra Vista. Decide on the wall or room to paint, bring in a color idea, and let Ace mix your paint. Treat yourself to a new brush and roller too. Save gas, save time, shop Ace first. Sierra Vista Ace since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, the Arizona Dragon Boat Association hosted its 18th annual Dragon Boat Festival this year at Tempe Town Lake with races and celebrations of Chinese culture. Rebecca Daly of Cronkite News has the story.
Dragon boat racing is a water sport that originated in China. It is now practiced all over the world.
That's right, Jonah. The Arizona Dragon Boat Association hosted its 18th annual Dragon Boat Festival this year at Tempe Town Lake with races and celebrations of Chinese culture.
Dragon boat racing is one of the oldest organized competitions in human history. The sport carries the traditions of an event that occurred in China over 2,000 years ago. Today, the sport celebrates both the competitive and cultural aspects with large community involvement right here in Tempe.
Dragon boat is just not a sport, you know, made for China. It started in China. Their love for their culture, their love for the dragon, that has now inspired the rest of the world.
In Chinese culture, the dragon is a symbol of power, strength, and good luck. And for 20 years, the Arizona Dragon Boat Festival has brought in a variety of teams, including collegiate, corporate, youth, and adaptive. The participants of dragon boating are diverse, and the sport welcomes people of all ages and backgrounds.
There's the very unique about the sport is that there's age groups, like my little brother, for example, he's 13, and I've seen people all the way up to like 85 paddling. So it's a very, this sport will keep you very fit, and it's meant for any age.
The boats at this festival can hold up to 22 people, 20 paddlers at the center of the boat, a steersperson at the back end of the boat to keep it on course, and a drummer that sits at the head of the boat to keep it on pace.
It has brought the community and people into another type of athleticism that's not common that you see now.
This team sport requires the precision and synchronization of each individual on the boat to be successful in the race. The colorful event was a huge success, and their hope is to continue to grow the sport one dragon boat at a time. In Tempe, Rebecca Daly, Cronkite News.
Dragon boat racing. If you don't know, now you know, right?
And it looks entertaining, that's for sure.
Let's get it in the Olympics next. How about that? The Arizona Dragon Boat Association has 10 different teams in their organization that practice weekly at Tempe Town Lake.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living.
Every second of every day, an older adult in the U.S. suffers a fall. It's one of the most pressing health concerns facing older adults. And it's why here at Prestige Assisted Living at Sierra Vista, we're currently offering a free online fall risk assessment. In just 10 minutes, you can learn about your risk factors and ways to stay safe. The free assessment is available at fallriskassessment.com. Again, that's fallriskassessment.com.
Now an event coming up that you should know about. Next Saturday, April 20th, head over to the 4th Annual Mile High Music Fest in Bisbee from noon until 8 p.m. There will be 10 bands playing, lots of vendors, art, and drinks. Finally, we'd like to remember the life of Ramona Regalado. Ramona was born in Phoenix in 1977 and raised in Naco. She was diagnosed with a rare form of ovarian cancer in 1997, but never allowed her illness to define who she was. She was the true definition of a warrior who fought hard for 27 years. Despite her many struggles, she always smiled through the pain. She embraced life with purpose and passion. She was a volunteer for a variety of organizations and sports, secretary for the courts, and a beloved nanny. Although this disease was tiresome, she loved to travel at any opportunity. She would always welcome guests to her home with much love, including her children's friends. You would also find her playing a round of golf with her good friend Adam. She leaves behind her husband, Rigoberto, her children, siblings, as well as her nieces, nephews, and godchildren. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Ramona's life. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. Subscribe today for unlimited access to all of our content for just $14 per month. This is less than the cost of 1 hour of one reporter's work on a single story. Also, want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/NABUR.